Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahida.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
How's everyone doing on this fine Wednesday?
¿Cómo están?
¿Cómo están? Dude, I can't believe que estamos en octubre.
It's crazy.
We only have November, December left of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild.
Time goes by so fast as an adult.
I need to slow down a little bit because I can't catch up.
Literally, yeah. I feel like weekends is just like catching up, like extended weeks.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. It's like I can't. You just don't really have free time because you're just playing catch up all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to make some free time for the pumpkin patches and all the spooky activities. Yes. If y'all know, we love spookiness over here.
Yeah.
So we're very excited for that. And also for the heat to leave because I'm done with the heat.
Yeah, I agree. I love sweater weather.
Yeah. It's just nicer. Like, I don't know, like calor es bien desesperante. You can't really cool down. Mm-hmm. You know, like you shower, you're cool in the shower, and then you come out the shower and you're hot again.
Yes.
And then with the cold, te pones tu sweats, a little hoodie, your blanket, pones el calentón, you're good.
Yes.
You know, you're good.
Yeah. You can't like be productive in hot weather. No, like you're just I don't know, like bothered, and all day you're just surviving. And then when it cools down, it's like your day is over.
Yeah.
Literally. And like when it's all like cold and stuff, you get a blanket, your little coffee, and then like be productive, all cozy, you know?
So there's no, are you a hot person or a cold person? Although I feel like most of y'all will be cold, but I'm just curious.
Hoy vamos a hablar sobre un caso that involves un señor, and it's kind of like also a love triangle, but it's like a little bit more than a love triangle.
It's super messy.
Yeah, super messy. And yeah, so hang in there. We'll try to, it's not too many people, but it's just kind of messy, you know?
And so as usual, we will talk about sensitive topics. Entonces, les queremos dar una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. Okay, let's begin.
Hoy vamos a hablar sobre José Reyes Ramos, quien tenía 30 años. I feel like we typically cover a lot of women cases, so I think it's good that we came across this case, which is obviously involving men.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think it's important to realize que both men and women can be victims and they can be stuck in the exact same position.
Yes, I agree. And so we'll start off by including some background information. And again, FYI, there's a lot of names and people involved in this case. But again, it's like not too many. So I'll explain. So it's kind of sort of a love triangle, but kind of like two sets of love triangles in a way. But, you know, we'll explain along the way. So it'll make sense.
All right, let's start with José. So José Reyes Ramos was born in 1984 in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, and he was the oldest of his siblings. And as the older sibling, that comes with some responsibility, as many of you know, and many of you can probably relate to. Nonetheless, though, él amaba su familia y eran muy unidos, todos crecieron juntos. Like most of us, ellos tenían the American dream, pero ellos se querían ayudar, like, as a family, as a whole.
José Reyes Ramos, you know, in his young adult life, he decided to move from Honduras to the United States. And his younger brother, Jorge Moncada Ramos, was already living in the States. So, and in some sense, you know, they were going to reunite and, you know, be together and support one another. So José Reyes Ramos is the oldest that moved to the United States with his brother, Jorge Moncada Ramos, which is another important person in the story.
So basically, José and Jorge are brothers. Mm-hmm. Jorge is the young one and José is the oldest. We'll keep it going as we go. But yeah, José adapted, and fast forward, he was living in the United States por ya 5 años. Specifically, ellos vivían in Chicago, Illinois.
And as we said earlier, you know, their primary goal was to improve their lives. And, you know, that was the whole reason why they moved countries, porque ellos querían trabajar, ellos querían, you know, just help their family and grow as a family all together.
For a lot of people who don't support people coming to this country, like, do you understand why people are coming to this country? Like, mm-hmm. do you understand por qué van a hacer un sacrificio tan grande? Like, dejar tu casa, dejar mm-hmm. tu hogar, where you grew up, your family. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a sacrifice that you're not just going to do just because you feel like it.
Yeah.
It's more like you have to do it and you're trying to survive.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a little rant, but...
Yeah, we can like have a whole episode on that.
Yeah, we could. We're not going to get into it, but...
It's just a big sacrifice that I feel like few people can understand. And it's like, how can you not understand this, you know?
Thank you, Steph. That's what I meant to say. And so Jose worked in construction. Y él mandaba most of his money to his family in Tegucigalpa, Honduras. Jose actually planned on going back to Honduras to take care of his sister, who had been sick for 8 months.
Entonces, you know, he was described as una persona que trabajaba mucho, muy trabajador. And, you know, he was working in construction. And in fact, it was going super well. Entonces, he kind of started his own company and, you know, working for himself. Like, he learned so fast and it was going really well for him.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, kudos to him, you know, starting your own company.
Yeah.
And, like, you come to a new country who doesn't speak your language. That's amazing. And so around the same time, his younger brother, Jorge, started a romance with a young lady, quien se llamaba Daisy Gutierrez. And this couple had two kids. They had a one-year-old and a two-year-old. And Daisy had a third child, which was the oldest of the three. And this child was from a previous relationship. Y entonces, you know, yeah, his brother was starting his little family. But however, this couple did not last too long. Jorge and Daisy se separaron.
And Daisy is another important person in this mm-hmm. episode. So, although Jorge and Daisy separated, you know, they, you know, were still trying to co-parent porque tenían dos hijos juntos, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this episode is about Jose Reyes Ramos. Y Jose took interest in Daisy, you know, his brother's ex. But by the way, it gets a little complicated here, but later on, they did find some flirtatious messages between the two. So, I mean, we can kind of assume that, you know, it takes two to play that, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, there were some flirtatious messages between the two. But also, like, it was hard to tell between, you know, the articles what kind of situation Daisy and Jose had, right? It was kind of hard to tell if there was a full-on relationship between the two, or if it was just flirtatious messages, or if it was something casual. It was very difficult to kind of like know what was really going on.
So basically, this is what we mean by this gets messy. Jose estaba interesado en Daisy, y Daisy era la ex de su hermano, Jorge. So it's kind of like if you were trying to get with your brother's exes. That's mm-hmm. basically what it is. And como dijo Steph, al rato in the case, you know, they do find like flirtatious back and forth messages, but we don't know what kind of relationship mm-hmm. Jose and Daisy had.
Yeah.
Like, we just know that there was some kind of interest there and some kind of lust, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to tell. But, you know, there was one theory que decía que Daisy estaba maybe entertaining Jose just for the fact to get back at her ex-partner, also baby daddy, because, you know, they did have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying que maybe she was just trying to get back at Jorge porque pues, su relación no resultó, se separaron. And maybe she just wanted a reaction from Jorge. And what, I guess in her mind, what better way than to get with his
to
brother.
Get with your brother.
Yeah.
Mind's blowing. Que de veras cada cabeza es un mundo. Like, mm-hmm. how does that make any sense in your head? Like, girl, like, I'm sorry. Cada quien, you know, cada quien con su cosa, but tienes tres hijos.
Yes.
Like, worry on your kids. Like, revenge is...
the last thing you should think about.
Yeah, it's worthless when you become an adult and you have all these other priorities. I personally kind of agree with that theory because the thing is, Daisy had a boyfriend and it was not Jose. It was another dude named Milton Miranda de 22 años. And apparently he was a jealous type. And he knew that Jose was interested in Daisy. And so this is where something evil starts to plot.
This is where things turn, right? Jose goes missing after his brother, Jorge, recibe un mensaje de él diciendo nomás una palabra, y la palabra es muerte. And after this message, Jose never responded, never answered his phone. No one knew nothing of him after this message. Entonces, su hermano Jorge was super worried, and he did suspect a little bit from his ex-partner, Daisy. porque, you know, he had confronted her and asked her if she knew something, but she denied it over the phone. And we read in some article that, you know, she was crying while she was denying this. And then Jorge also came out in some articles and said que Daisy was the person to, you know, threaten him. He did threaten his family. Entonces, like, that's why he suspected.
Jose's family put up flyers and they contacted everyone that they knew para poder ver si alguien sabía algo de Jose, but nothing was turning out.
Jorge reported his brother Jose missing. Y Jorge was very cooperative. Él les dijo todo que what he knew, right? He told authorities everything he knew, all the background information they needed to know.
I'm sure some of y'all are familiar with a show called Snapped. They also covered Jose's case, and they said that they briefly suspected of Jorge because of the love triangle between Daisy and the two brothers. So they were thinking that maybe Jorge le agarró coraje a su hermano for, you know, showing interest in his ex. So he at some point definitely was a person of interest.
Yeah. And I think here it's like, I want to explain like the two triangles because Daisy is involved in somewhat two love triangles, right? One love triangle son con dos hermanos. And then in the other love triangle is ella, Jose, and then this new boyfriend, Milton. So it's a lot of people involved. Investigadores were suspicious about the last text message that Jorge got, and which was the muerte message. And so they did pull phone records. And these phone records showed that his phone pinged near Daisy's house. Entonces, they kind of like dug in a little more. And that is when they found these flirtatious messages between Jose and Daisy.
So it definitely, like, from these messages, like, if they were in a relationship, if they were not, she was definitely entertaining it.
Mm-hmm.
So investigators tried talking to Daisy, pero cuando van a su casa, encuentran a los hijos de Daisy with their grandmother. And eventually, not right away, but, you know, slowly uncovering everything, authorities discover que Daisy left to New Jersey with her boyfriend, Milton, and they discover that they had traveled to New Jersey only a couple days after Jose's disappearance.
I think a lot of us can say that's very suspicious.
Yeah.
And when they finally got a hold of Daisy, which was very difficult for investigators to do, I think they were given, like, phones that were dead ends and things like that. So when they finally were able to talk to her, Daisy dijo que ya conoció a Milton en línea y que Milton nunca había ido a Chicago. But, you know, as investigators are digging and trying to figure out what, you know, what went on, ellos descubrieron que, yes, in fact, Milton traveled with her from Chicago to New Jersey, which means, like, maybe he lived there,
he was in Chicago.
A resident there, you know?
Yeah.
And which again means that they were both there just a few days before Jose went missing.
I mean, that's just so weird to say too, like, oh yeah, he's never been here, but it's like, huh?
Like, you have ties to here.
Like, yeah.
Like, did you not think that, you know, investigators were going to like dig into it?
I'm sorry, I'm over here giggling because it just bedazzles me.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities, ellos saben, investigators have seen patterns before. They know when someone flees. And so, yeah, so Daisy and Milton definitely were red flags to them. And it was just very difficult for them to get a hold of Daisy because she was in a different city.
Mm-hmm. And when investigators were able to talk to her, they kind of had to like kind of sit around and wait for her to come by, or whenever she was in town in Chicago, where she can come down to the station. So it was just kind of like a waiting game for them. But when they were able to finally, like, officially interview her, she did admit que ella vio a Jose on May 21st, which was the day that he disappeared. And ella dice que los dos se fueron caminando cerca de su casa. And this is where she has a huge, like, big story. And it's very shocking. Ella dice que estaban caminando when a South American gang, you know, came by and kidnapped them both and then took them both to a wooded area on the southwest side of the city, and that they killed Jose right in front of her.
Yeah, we know. We're also like, WTF.
Yeah.
And she continues to say that they dismembered Jose's body y que lo pusieron en bolsas de plástico, and that she was able to escape the abductors. And she pretty much said that he was a target of this attack and that she just so happened to be with him.
Mm-hmm. And like she made it out. No le pasó nada a ella. Like she wasn't the target. It was him.
Right. It's like, okay. And then you're like in a group of gang members, but you're okay.
Yeah.
Si tú sabes también que alguien asesinó someone that's very close to you, apparently, aren't you going to want to report it to the police?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you going to want to call it in, or at least to his brother?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just very odd. And mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's like they're a group of gang members or affiliated somehow, yeah. Like dangerous people. And they're just going to like kind of let you get away.
Get away with it. A witness.
A witness, you know, so... Investigators, you know, were shocked at this story and they were definitely, you know, gonna look into it and try to figure out if this is true, right? So they did ask her to take her to the area where, you know, they were taken, right? And they go and they search, but nothing turns out. And this whole scenario wasn't true, or they couldn't like confirm it.
So a couple months later, Daisy contacts the authorities y ella les dice que ella no puede dormir, que ella se siente culpable y que tiene que decir la verdad de qué fue lo que pasó.
She confessed that she was seeing both Jorge and Milton, and that Milton found them together, and that's when everything escalated.
And after this confession, which is like 5 months later, authorities got a warrant to search Daisy's family's home, and they found human remains buried in the backyard. And some articles said that they also found human remains in jars inside the family home, but like that, we're not too like 100% sure on it.
Taking a step back, going back to her confession, this is how she described the events. And so in May 2013, Daisy Gutierrez, also she's only 21 years old at the time.
So young.
So young, right? And she is living with her family in the Southwest Side in Chicago. She is the mother of three, and she was also pregnant with her fourth. So, yeah, just to kind of insert a little bit about her background and who she is and her age, because I think she's really young.
Yeah. And, you know, earlier we said that Milton's jealousy was on the higher end. Like, he was a very jealous person. Y entonces, he definitely felt some type of way de saber que Daisy y José se estaban mensajeando y de ver de cómo José la buscaba a Daisy. Y entonces, this jealousy definitely grew and it unraveled to an evil plan.
On May 21st, Daisy le dijo a toda su familia, mom, dad, brother, and her kids to leave the house. And then she proceeded to call José over, right, over to her house. And she lured him to her room, and that's where she started to undress herself, maybe to like seduce him, provoke him. I don't know what her intentions are. Obviously, it's an evil plan, right? Yeah. Because of this next thing. And as she's doing this, her boyfriend, Milton Miranda, comes out of hiding and strikes him.
And, you know, Milton, going to Stephanie, he kicks the door and he automatically starts attacking Jose with a pipe and a knife, and he slit Jose's throat and he decapitated him. Y él hizo todo esto en frente de Daisy.
Daisy claims that ella no sabía, you know, Milton's true intentions. She didn't know that he was going to take it that far.
Mm-hmm.
That she didn't know that he was going to kill him. But I think there's like a lot of like speculation there, because I think it was on the Snap show that they were talking about, like, you have a pipe and a knife.
What else, like, are you going to do?
What else? What were your intentions with those two weapons? You knew that Milton had those two weapons. Like, what were you thinking? What were you expecting, right?
What was not clicking?
Yeah.
And at some point, el papá de Daisy, Salvador Gutierrez, de 58 años, llega a la casa con el resto de la familia. Y él mira la situación de que está pasando, right? And I mean, thankfully, like, no one else, like, her kids did not see what was going on. Like, nomás el papá de ella. Entonces, for some reason, Salvador decide ayudarle a Daisy y a Milton. And he assists in dismembering Jose's body and then proceeds to bury him in plastic bags in the backyard.
We read that the dad, Salvador, dug up the hole for 3 hours in the family home backyard. And I think también dijeron que they decided to bury the body in the garden area. And then in later time, they were just proceeding like that. Life was normal. Like the garden continued.
Like, isn't that crazy how people can just like do such an evil act and then like, oh, just put it there.
Like, how do you go about your life knowing like what just happened?
Yeah.
And everything, like the whole body's in your backyard.
And also like the way that they killed him was very brutal.
Very brutal. Yeah, that was just very extreme.
Mm-hmm.
While Salvador was digging up the hole for 3 hours, Milton was in a back room of the house using Salvador's tools to dismember the body. And I think Daisy was just there in the room helping bagging the body and, you know, assisting in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think later it was confirmed that the father bought the couple, Daisy and Milton, tickets to New Jersey. And again, this was the whole reason why investigators couldn't interview her right away and things like that.
Mm-hmm. They definitely try to flee. And I feel like when investigators caught up to Daisy, she definitely was trying to dodge it. And also this confession came after Milton broke up with Daisy and she ended up moving back to Chicago. So it's kind of interesting.
Kind of interesting, which makes me think that, like, what if that relationship had continued?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Daisy would have confessed.
It could have played a very different role for sure.
Daisy did admit that she helped bag the body parts.
Daisy and her father were arrested after investigators looked inside her house where they found body remains.
Also, something that we read was that the day that they found Jose's body remains, el mismo día that their grandmother died, Jorge, el hermano menor, said that he was just trying to maintain focus and get custody of his kids, all while raising money to send his brother's ashes back to Honduras, their native country.
That must be really tough. Like, I don't know, you have problems back at home, you know, with your grandmother, y ahora pierdes a tu hermano, y es la mamá de tus hijos, and you know, you also want to get the kids away from her. It's a lot. Like, I sympathize with him.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like one thing after the other, and it's like big, impactful news, you know?
And so when they get the autopsy report back, it showed that Jose died from multiple sharp force injuries from an assault.
Daisy was charged with first-degree murder for helping lure her former boyfriend, Jose Reyes, and she was also charged for concealing a death.
It is believed that Daisy didn't actually harm Jose or helped Milton kill Jose Reyes, but she led him right into the arms of someone who intended to do him harm. And, you know, I don't know, she stayed there. She watched it happen. And others do believe that she participated in burying his body.
This also makes me really sad because, like, her father helped her in this crime, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know what his thoughts were, but maybe as a dad, like he thought he was helping her.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, his own daughter put him in the situation and then he's being charged with concealing a homicide.
I wonder si cuando llegó a la casa, like, did he question what was going on? Like, did, you know, like, la regañó and then was like, oh, no, I have to help her with the mess? Or was it just like straight to helping? Like,
yeah.
I have so many questions for him.
Mm-hmm.
As for Milton, he was detained in Morrisontown, New Jersey, and then was brought back to Chicago, where he was to face first-degree murder and a charge for concealing a death.
I want to take a moment here and kind of like mention that the actual relationship or situation that, you know, Jose and Daisy had, like how that came to be or what the deal was with that, because we did read that the brother Jorge Moncada Ramos said that there was never a relationship between the brother and his ex-partner, Daisy. But then we also have those flirtatious messages, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of unclear if Jorge knew or if he didn't. It's kind of a little bit on the shaky side.
I mean, it sounds like he wasn't aware, but if he was aware, he was just in denial.
Maybe, I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, kind of all in the air. Mm-hmm. I guess it was all kind of in real time. He did say that Daisy would frequently harass his brother after he changed his number. And so that just also goes to show that it was a messy breakup.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, there's like that whole side, right? But then there are also some sources that say that both the brothers, Jose and Jorge, did have a disagreement because of Daisy and that she was threatening Jorge and his family, and that this all happened after, you know, they ended the 3-year relationship. In April 2016, Daisy pleaded guilty to dismembering a body, and she was sentenced to 16 years and was released in June 2021 after serving 8 years. Part of her plea deal was that she was going to testify against Milton, and after he found out, he pleaded guilty to 30 years in prison and will be eligible for parole in 2043.
Salvador went to trial and wanted to suppress some statements because he said that authorities had questioned him while he was, you know, requesting an attorney. And so he was saying that it was just like against his rights that he never had someone present with him. And his defense also tried to say that Milton was the head of the crime and he instructed Salvador to, you know, dig up a hole and all these things. And yeah, so he was just trying to suppress some information.
Detectives say that Salvador was like a horse and outlined the whole process. And when he requested an attorney, they stopped questioning him. There was a lot of back and forth in this trial, except that like everything about this case was unfortunately very messy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of back and forth in this trial, but all what he wanted to suppress, like all these motions were denied. And at the end of the day, he was found guilty of dismembering a human body. And he was sentenced to 15 years for that. And then he also was sentenced for concealing a homicide death, and he got 5 years for that. So he was sentenced to 20 years in prison. And after serving 8 years, he was released in February 2021.
That's scary.
Like, that is...
I don't know, like, ¿cómo es que alguien hace un crimen tan cruel and gruesome and then you do 8 years and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, you can go back into society. Like, how do you trust these people to go back into society? That's my question.
This is like a big conversation. And the question is like, can people realmente sentirse arrepentidos? And do they want to change their life? Do they want to come back into society and be a better person? Or is it a case by case as well, right? Can some people actually change and then some people maybe not?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like just scary.
Yeah, because it's like a 50-50, but I feel like it's heavy 50-50. It's a lot to lose if you get the other 50.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's also like a second chance. I don't know.
True. But I mean, I don't know. To mess up your one chance by killing someone, it's a lot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
We did read that one of the babies is with Jorge, but we're not sure about the other children or in general what happened to all of her children.
Yeah, I just hope that they're okay and I hope that they're in a loving home, getting what they need for sure. Jose's relative said that she wants people to remember Jose as someone, as the humble person, young man.
And I think that's such a beautiful way to remember someone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, is a person. And unfortunately, his life was ended in such a brutal way. But they're, you know, want to remember him as the person that's, you know, that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also so sad because, like, as a family, as we were saying earlier in the episode, it's like they want to grow together as a family. And they have all these goals, like the American dream to, you know, like also send money back home and, you know, be together again one day, right?
Yeah.
And all these plans won't be fulfilled because one is missing. And I think that's heart crushing because it's just so unfortunate. And I think that's, you know, we ended these episodes talking about, like, you know, this is a real person that no longer is with her family and affects everyone, you know, which is really unfortunate. I'm really curious to ask, like, who do y'all think sent that last text message to Jose? The text message que decía muerte.
That one's a...
Like,
that's
who?
A good question.
Was it him? Was it Milton? Or was it Daisy? Or was it Salvador?
I don't know. Al principio decía maybe Jose, but then if he had a chance to text muerte, I feel like he could have chosen a different word to make it seem like he was in danger, you know, to let his brother know that he was in danger. Because muerte is kind of just very like, huh?
I feel like it sounds like it would come from someone else.
Yeah.
Right? And then also if he was like taken by surprise, like when did he get a chance to send that message? You know?
Yeah. I think it was probably Milton.
Milton?
No. I think it was Daisy.
Yeah.
She had the most free time out of everything.
Yeah. She could have sent that to, if the reason why this all happened was to like mess with Jorge than mm-hmm. maybe Daisy or Milton if he's like a jealous type, you know? I don't yeah. know, but I'm going to ask this question on the Spotify Q&A. So I'm really curious to see what everyone yeah. thinks. Yeah.
Let us know, because that is a really good question.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that is all that we have for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in every Wednesday, for showing us support. We appreciate it so much. You guys, y'all have no idea how much we appreciate it. So, yeah, thank you so much. And we'll see y'all next week.